You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Young Leaders Program. It's a special edition of Schools In. And every week on Young Leaders, one of the students will deliver a speech they have written. And today, Frankie will deliver her speech called There's No Planet B.
Thanks, Cora. In the year 2030, I will be 22, able to vote and have a big impact on my country and the world. But it will be too late. 11 years would have passed since scientists had warned us about what it would be like then. But right now, I am just a child, and it makes me so angry that the adults around me that have my future in their hands are moving too slow. And all I can do is watch. There will be no more nature and forests, no more wildlife and animals, eventually no more clean and breathable air, and no more planet Earth. Please, I would like a future where I can live safely and happily, and I'm pretty sure you would too. In the recent bushfires, more than 14 million acres of land were burned. More than 25 people lost their lives, 2,439 homes were lost, and an estimate of 1 billion animals were killed. With all this devastation, disaster, and loss caused by climate change. Well, because of the rapid weather increase and decrease that climate change is doing, most of Australia was in drought. Drought is one of the main reasons why bushfires occurs. So yes, climate change was a factor of the demolishing bushfires. Getting a brand new pair of jeans or the latest and most cool new jacket or an awesome pair of shorts. Don't you just love new clothes? But do you ever think about what you are buying? The fact is, the fashion industry is responsible for 10% of the world's carbon emission, which is more than what international flights and maritime shipping is producing combined. Buying your clothes from a secondhand shop or donating your clothes will make a big impact. You probably wouldn't think about how much coal you are using and the amount of greenhouse gases the coal puts into the atmosphere. You need to switch to sustainable energy like solar panels. You also wouldn't know how much methane a cow produces. A single cow, on average, can produce between 70 to 120 kilograms of methane per year. Next time you want new clothes, or about to watch some TV and burn some more coal, or craving a big, juicy piece of steak, think about our planet first. I walk outside and I can smell the fumes, the gases. It's not as hot as yesterday, though. My dad said the average temperature when he was a kid was 1.5 degrees less than it is right now. Oh, great. I have to come inside now because I can see the waves are about to splash up again. My dad also told me that sea levels has risen by 15 centimetres since he was a kid. This life is preventable, but only if we act now. Do you want your children and grandchildren to live in a planet where they can breathe? We need to make changes in our lives, like changing our diets, having sustainable energy, using recycled or harmless fabrics and materials, and trying to reduce the amount of time we use our cars. Think about what you are buying or doing and how it will affect our planet, your kids, grandkids, and all future generations' lives depend on it. You need to help save the world. By the time my generation can do the right thing, the adults in charge of our country and world would have already made irreversible decisions that will affect my future and the generations to come. Because of this, me and my best friend Liv decided to do something to make a change. We wrote a letter to Scott Morrison discussing the issues we think he needs to do something about. Being the great Prime Minister he is, he ignored what we said about refugees and the Day to Australia Day, but he decided to say how deeply he cares about climate change. He didn't say what he has done to stop climate change, though. But I think we all know why. Because he hasn't done anything, just talked. This is what a lot of people are doing too. Stop saying, we need to do this. You have to prevent this. You can say anything, but that doesn't mean you're actually doing it. Be more like Greta Thunberg or Jacinda Ardern. Be a role model and do things to help save our world. But you don't need to be famous to do this. If we all come together, with or without the government, and do things like change our diets, have sustainable energy, and recycled and natural clothes, straws, cups, etc. If we all do this, we can save our planet. Thank you.